Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, May 28th, 2019. 20 years ago today in Milan, Italy, after 22 years of restoration work, Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece, The Last Supper, was put back on display. The Erste FC Union Berlin has been promoted to the Bundesliga. A 0-0 in the return leg of the relegation against VfB Stuttgart was enough for Urs Fischer's team to achieve a historic triumph. For the first time in the club's history, the club will be playing in the highest German football league in the coming season. After VfB Leipzig, Energie Cottbus, Hansa Rostock and Dynamo Dresden, Union Berlin is the fifth club from the GDR Upper League to make it into the Bundesliga. With a result of 27.8%, the Greens are the big winners of the European elections in Berlin. The result is an increase of 8.8 percentage points compared to 2014, and the strongest gain of all parties in the capital. The CDU followed in second place with 15.2%, but clearly lost popularity at negative 4.8 percentage points. The Berlin Social Democrats are experiencing a disaster. 14% for the SPD means a clear negative 10 percentage points. This is followed by Die Linke with 11.9% and AfD with 9.9%. The FDP also increased to 4.7%, but surprisingly ranks behind the satirical party Die Partei, which received 4.8%. In addition, almost 30,000 people voted for the Animal Welfare Party, which was enough for 2.0%. Almost half a billion Berlin voters had already voted by postal ballot, more than ever before. Mail voting was particularly popular among supporters of the SPD, CDU, and FDP, while the AfD and other parties were chosen for a higher share of the ballot box. With 60.6% of the votes, the turnout was significantly higher than in 2014, when it was 46.7%. Stiglitz-Zehlendorf had the highest turnout at 69%, while Marzahn-Hellersdorf had the lowest at 49.4%. The Berlin Olympic Stadium was gender neutral at the DFB Cup final. Visitors could then decide for themselves at the entrance to the duel between Bayern Munich and RB Leipzig whether they were controlled by a woman or a man. And as a further measure, there were marked unisex toilets, which all fans could use regardless of their gender. It was a worldwide premiere at a major sporting event. The project was initiated by the Association of European Gay and Lesbian Football Associations. Their speaker, Sven Kistner, told the ARD, quote, "From the beginning, it was important for us that the toilets were used by all persons and not only by the transgender people, and that they were marked with the pictogram for gender neutral. Stewards were trained before the match in order to be able to de-escalate and intervene in unpredictable situations." There will be a sequel after this premiere. According to the report, the goal is to host all home internationals of the men's national team in gender-neutral stadiums in the future. The stadium operators of some Bundesliga clubs, such as Borussia Mönchengladbach, Hertha BSC, and Mainz 05, are also discussing gender-neutral admission controls and unisex toilets. Background is also the official introduction of the third sex. Since the beginning of the year, Germany has had a diverse category in addition to male and female. According to Education Senator Sandra Schiedis of the SPD, several Berlin schools are not yet prepared for the introduction of free lunches for all primary school children from August 1st. She stated that in the majority of schools, there are no problems, but in other schools, there must be restructuring within the framework of time schedules. Per the administration, the level of preparation in the schools varies considerably. While they are well advanced in most districts, some are lagging behind. Schiedis suspects party political calculation behind it, particularly in Steglitz-Zehlendorf and Reinickendorf. The city councils responsible for education would delay the progress of preparations. In Steglitz-Zehlendorf, Frank Muckisch, a Christian Democrat, is responsible for education, as in Katrin Schulze-Berndt in Reinickendorf. The Senate is currently planning to implement free school meals at all primary schools for the coming school year in several workshop talks with the districts. Between the first two workshop talks, no efforts were made to make school meals possible, especially in Steglitz-Zehlendorf. Shiras now wants to ask the district to speed up the implementation. In April, the Red Red Green Coalition had decided to make it possible for all primary school children to have free school meals. At the same time, the quality of school meals is to increase. 50% of the food should be made from organic products. This year, the state of Berlin is initially providing 5 million euros for this purpose. In the coming years, the amount will be significantly higher. The Education and Science Union, or GEW, has been warning of implementation problems for some time. In some schools, there are no suitable rooms to enable all pupils to eat. And others fear that not enough caterers will be available to cover the entire area. In the coalition, the project was initially controversial. The Greens wanted to demand an income-dependent contribution from parents for school meals, but the SPD and the left rejected it. In return, the Greens prevailed in raising quality standards, which also means an increase in costs. How many of the approximately 170,000 primary school pupils in Berlin will take up the offer is still unclear. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.